sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 26 kuLwezi 2024 ngoCape Stube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Abantu bahleli ahambe mandala apa abantu bahleli bachona bedlala idraft akunanto abangayenza and ikhukhu lokho kukhona ngakwaphandle kokuthi uhulumende azathi abuyele plat.
Bayakhala eZimbabwe ngokusilela komlilo kagetsi. Kulabojeketa abadabuka eZimbabwe abedlula amakhulu amathathu ababothwe kwele South Africa esabelene se-Northwest. Abesifazana abangamathumi ayisikhombisa bafundela ukuqhuba amabhizinisi uhlelo olusekelwa ngelemelika. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Bayakhala abantu eZimbabwe ngokusilela komlilo wegetsi kulandela ukucitsha kwawo endaweni eziningi elizweni kusukela ngesonto. Umanjinela benkampani yeZimbabwe Electricity Distribution Company bathi kuwe izitishi zikagesi eziningi okwenze kwaba lokusilela komlilo lo elizweni lonke. Bathi bayalungisa uhlupho lolu lo bengavezanga ukuba umlilo kagesi uzatholakala njani kunsukwana ezilandelayo kusiya phambili. Osomabhizimisi bathi sebesehluleka ukulungisa impahla etshiyeneyo ngenxa yokusilela komlilo kagetsi. Uze sihlaziye udaba lolu, sixoxele umnumzana Angliston Sibanda, umqondisi weGreen Africa Technologies.
Amagetsi asehlale ngekho vele angahamba abuyi kwese sikhathi abuye ebusuku vele emsemabhizinisini abantu batshona behlezi ikakhulu kuproductive sector. Kulaba beze-retailing kungcono ngoba uyanelisa ukuthi ulayithi idirector lilayithi amalayithi abantu bangene bathenge libhale ngezandla ama-cashbook lihambe. Kodwa ku-productive sector akunanto eyenzakalayo kwaba-weldayo akunanto eyenzakalayo akunanto ongayenza engekho. So sikhangalela ukuthi sethi sicabanga ukuthi uhulumende kumele ayenze imizamo kumbe adeclare i-state of emergency sibili ukuthi sokule emergency kubonakala ukuthi kungenziwani ngoba nxa kunje so i-economy yaqhubekisiwa and ngeke ivuke futhi.
Ye wena njengosomabhizimusi singathi akutshaya kanganani amagesi khonapho nxa engekho?
Akuna production so akuna nto yenzayo. Nxa sisenze sizama ukukwenza vele akusebenzeki imitshini esisebenzisayo isebenzisa amagesi. So vele akula, it's a non-starter. Ungazi ukuthi uyasebenza nge-generator, i-generator iyakutshaya layo indleko zayo ezokuyimaintaina lokuyidumisa.
So licina lisenzani sibani?
Hayi kuhlala abantu bahleli ahambe mandala apha abantu bahleli bachona bedlala idraft akunanto abangayenza and ikhukhu lokho kukhona ngakwaphandle kokuthi uhulumende azathi abuyele plani kumbe kuthiwe kwabantu bahlale sekube nomhlangano wokubonisana ukuthi kungenziwani i-private sector nohulumende ngoba lokhu kukhanya kuyehlula.
Umnumzana Angliston Sibanda ngumqondisi wenkampani yeGreen Africa Technologies ubexoxa le Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Inkokeli yesabelo se-Northwest kwele South Africa ithi kunezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula amakhulu amathathu ezibotshwe kusukela ngoNcwabakazi lonyaka ezikade zisemba amatshe eligugu okungekho emthethweni. Abanye babo babikwa beyingxenye yabavalelwe emgodini weStilfontein abacatshangelwa ukuba izigebengu ezingafuni ukuphuma emgodini okhonjolozelwe ngamapholisa. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Umbiko wethulwe nguhulumende wesabelo lesi izolo ebusuku ukhombisa ukuthi phakathi kobontsheketsha bedlula inkulungwane lamakhulu amabili 1259 ababotshwe kulesi sabelo enyangeni ezine ezedlule, izizalwane zeMozambique zedlula amakhulu ayisishiyagalombili 871, kulandele zeZimbabwe zedlula amakhulu amathathu 343. udaba lolu selulethe ukukhathazeka kuzalwane zeZimbabwe kule South Africa ezithi lokhu kungabe kuyibufakazi bokuthi banenga beZimbabwe abayingxenye yabotshekeja abaphansi komgodi ongwegolide eStilfontein esabelweni lesi. Izakhamizi zelokishi lekhuma eNorthwest zitshele iStudio 7 ukuthi kule muli eZimbabwe labantwana abane abavaleleke kulo umgodi osekuphele inyanga amapholisa esala ukuthi kungene ukudla lamanzi sithi lokhu kuzenza ukuthi baphume. Omelele Zimbabwe kule South Africa uAmbassador David Hamadzeribi utshele iStudio 7 ukuba usethume abantu ukuba bayidinisisa ukuthi kule zalwane zeZimbabwe ezingaki emgodini weStilfontein. Esinye sizalwane seZimbabwe unkosikazi Lina Minizea yena ubedlengezela nyembezi ngesikhathi ekhuluma ngabantu bakhe ababili abakulo umgodini.
Libhaka ubuhlungu abantwana bami ligcina ngaFebruary. Ndicina kukufa ivoice yabo ngathi bayathethisa umuthi ukuthi hamba uthetha umama wethu ukuthi sikhona apha ngaphansi ngemajoro ebrandlandles ngisasabangisile.
Osakhulayo weZimbabwe uGeorge Dube yena ongakufihliyo ukuthi laye uyangena kule migodi ngenxa yobunzima bempilo uthi indlala ayilankosi.
KuZimbabwe akunamali.
Akula mali eZimbabwe ekwizalwane zeZimbabwe zisiza lapha zizoziphandela. Akekho okubamba ngamandla kuza lapha kodwa inhlupheko lendlala yikho okusifuqayo.
Izizalwane zeSouth Africa sezethule ukukhathazeka okukhulu ngemva kokuthi uhulumende ethe ulokhu esadinga icebo lokuhlenga otyeketya abasemgodini lo. Unkosazana Thandeka Zinzi Tom uthi ukhathazeke kakhulu ngomfowabo uAyanda osemgodini lo.
Ndingathi mna banabuntu. Kuthiwa umntu ngumntu ngabantu kodwa ibonakala bengenabuntu. The only thing abaconcerned ngabo zi-status zabo. It seems like this thing yonke abayenzele bayenzela i-ranks. They don't care ngempilo yabantu.
Okhokhela umphakathi weStilfontein kulolu daba uMnumzana Johannes Qankase uthi siye sabisa isihluko esenziwa uhulumende kubojeketsa laba.
No, isivisa kabuhlungu bhuti. Isivisa kabuhlungu kakhulu. Ngokuba thina eqalekini sisahaya siyi-community sithi sifuna ukunceda. And uncedo lwethu lubonakele sikwazile usindisa abantu abayi-11 kwaba nomzimbo siwukhuphile. Sisebenza namavolontiya aphuma phi khonapho ekuhlaleni. Besebenza ngezandla zabo kungekho metshini bengabhatelwa ngumntu. Uyavisisa bengabhatelwa ngumntu igovernment engafaka isandla kuloo nto leyo. Kodwa siva kabuhlungu ukuthi ukufikela kweli xesha langoku akhona mntu omnye wasaveya igovernment wakhushwa igovernment.
Kusenjalo amagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu kwele South Africa athi aza kuyafaka esinye isicelo emthethwandaba sokuthi abaphansi emgodini laba baphiwe ukudla lamanzi ngesikhathi uhulumende esadinga icebo lokubahlenga. Ngimele Studio 7 eStilfontein eNorth West kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kulabo somubhizimisi abesifazana abangamajumi ayisikhombisa abasanda kubhuja izifundo zokuthuthukisa amabhizimisi phansi kohlelo lwe-Academy for Women Entrepreneurs olusekelwa isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe. Abathole ulwazi olutshiyeneyo bathakazelela uhlelo lolu. UTobias Mudzingwa usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uhlelo lwe-Academy for Women Entrepreneurs kumbe awe ngamafitshane olwasungula ngomnyaka ka-2019 lujonge ukutholisa abesifazane ulwazi lokuthuthukisa amabhizimusi. Abanye abakuhlelo lolu bathole izicoco zokufundela okutshiyeneyo ngeviki ephelileyo. Abangamachumi amathathu lane, 34, abasebenzela koBulawayo bazathola izicoco zokuphutsha izifundo zabo kunsukwana ezilandelayo. Bonke bathi uhlelo lolu lubaphathisa ukuba baziphilise ngamabhizimusi ezandla. Ujabule okumangalisayo unkosazana Immaculate Dumo Kwashira osakhulayo ole bhizimusi yokuthunga ophiwe njalo isigodlo seMelika inkulungwane yamadola $1,000 eyokuthuthukisa ibhizimusi lakhe.
Sifunde into zokuthi kumele siqoqe ama-businesses ethu. Italenta it's not enough. Ngoba at the end of the day it's all about making profit nxa ukubusiness. So kuzamele uthathe italenta lakho umake sure ukuthi uyalimanager ukuze uthole imali.
Unkosikazi Belinda Muzenda omunye wabaphuche izifundo ze-awe uthi luhle kakhulu uhlelo lolu ngoba isithuthuka ibhizimusi yakhe yokupheka amakhekhe.
I-awe ibe yiprogramu enhle kakhulu isifundisa ukuthi sikhulise amabhizinisi ethu. And for mina ibhizinisi yami isikhulile. Ngifundile ukuthi ibhizinisi yami ngiyifaka kanjani ku-social media, ibhizinisi yami iyakhula ngama-networks, ibhizinisi yami isitshintshile ngendlela kade ngiyisebenza ngayo.
Ekhuluma le Studio 7 emkhosini wokunika izicoco labo abaphuthe izifundo zamabhizimusi umabhalane kahulumende kuhlangothi olubona ngabesifazane unkosikazi Mavis Sibanda uthe luyabukeka uhlelo lweawe ngoba luthuthukisa omama lamantombazana.
Ngiyakujabulela kakhulu ngoba nxa ungafundisa umama ufundise isizwe. Into esikhuthazayo kakhulu ukuthi omama laba into abazenzayo zifanele zibe standardized. Intsha yiyo ikakhulu esikhuthazana nayo. Bengameleli ukuqhatshwa, abaqhatshe labo befunde ukwenza amabhizinisi.
Umeli weMelika eZimbabwe unkosikazi Pamela Tremont laye owayekhona embuthanweni wokunika izicoco zabaphuthe izifundo phansi kohlelo lolu uthi ulwazi abesifazane abaluthaphe kuawe bazalusebenzisa ekuthuthukiseni amabhizimusi abo kanye lelizwe.
The success of this dream is a victory for you.
Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ukuphumelela kwenu ezifundweni lezi kutsho lokuthi izigaba zenu lelizwe kuzaphumelela. Ulwazi lwenu malukhanye emphakathini liphakamise ukuzwayo zonke indawo ezifuna lina.
Umkhokheli wohlelo lweawe eZimbabwe yena okunhlanganiso yePass on Point unkosikazi Thubelihle Ndlovu uthi abesifazane akumelanga besabele khatshana kwezamabhizimusi.
This program is a real game changer. We've seen people coming in bela amabhizinisi amancane bafundiswe, baxhaswe, bafundiswe izinto eziningi. Uthole ukuthi ekugcineni umuntu ibhizinisi yakhe siqhatsha abantu abaningi sinkulu.
Uhlelo lweawe luqhutshwa minyaka yonke njalo abesifazane abenelisa ukungena kulo bafundela ukuqhuba amabhizimusi abo umnyaka wonke umuntu munye ngamunye. Osomabhizimusi besifazane abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lolu bakhuthazwa ukuba baxhumane lenhlanganiso yePass on Point ebulenjini be-internet bevule imininingwane ethi www.awe.org.zw kungakafiki mhla ka-10 zibandlela lapho okuzavalwa khona ithuba lokufundela ukuqhuba amabhizimusi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mudzingwa.
Sikesizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphetshane. Umanyano we-European Union uthi kumele kumiswe impi ephakathi kwele-Israel leLebanon. Usungubulewe abantu abaningi njalo abanye babaleka emizini yabo emazweni omabili. Inhlanganiso ye-Internal Displacement Monitoring Center ithi kulabantu abayizigidi ezingama-35, 35 million asebesuke emizini yabo kuzwekazi le-Afrika ngenxa yezimpi zombukela, uswelakala kwemisebenzi lokunye. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Wezibhadalene leMelika ugatsha olubona ngezokuvikelwa kwezemvelo kule Environmental Protection Agency luza kuba lomkhokheli omutsha maduze kulandela ukukhethwa kwake waba lilunga lephalamende uLizwe Dean Mose zakuba ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA News uVeronica Balteras Iglesias ulobe udaba olulandelayo ekhangela ukuthi ungubani kahle kahle uZeldin lokuthi udaba lokugudeka komkhathi ulakho kuluphatha njani.
Ulize Dean waba lilunga lephalamende okwamahlandla amane emele idolobho le-New York. Futhi sesiside isikhathi esekela uDonald Trump. UZeldin usekhangelelwe ukuba ngumholi wogatsha lwe-US Environmental Protection Agency. Lumlisa uleminyaka yokuzalwa engama-44 njalo wafundela ubugqwetha e-Albany Law School. Waba libuto njalo okweminyaka emine futhi uyindoda etheteyo elabantwana ababili abangamawele. Kumbiko awethu lemhlaka 11 ngolwezi, uTrump wazise ngokukhetha kwakhe uZeldin esithi uzasebenzisa ubuciko bakhe ukudlondlobalisa amabhizimusi aseMelika. Njalo uzalandela izimiso zokulondoloza ezemvelo. UZeldin utshele umsakazo weFox News ukuthi uzaqhuba inhlelo zikaTrump eziphathelane lomnotho ngokugcweleyo.
There are regulations that the left wing of
the mithetho egugquzelwa ngabasesandleni sokhohlo kwezombusazwe ephambanisa inhlelo zamabhizimusi.
Phansi kombuso kamongameli Joe Biden, ugatsha lwe-EPA luqakathekise ukusetshenziswa kwamandla kagetsi angelakho ukuphambanisa imvelo futhi angelamkhawulo i-renewable energy. Lwafaka njalo imigoqo elawula ukukhiqizwa kwamafutha e-oyili kanye legasi ngenjongo yokuvikela umkhathi. UTrump uthi,
"We will blast through every bureaucratic hurdle to issue rapid approvals for new drilling."
Sizayikhipha yonke imigoqo sivumele ukugejwa kwamafutha, kwakhiwe impompi zokuwahambisa kanye lamafekithali okuwahlambulula. Sizakwakha lamafekithali alungisa izimota ezihamba ngogetsi.
UZeldin wethule amazwi afanayo eze encintise esikhundleni sokuba ngusibalukhulu weNew York ngo-2022.
"We should reverse the state's ban on the safe extraction of natural gas."
Kumele sesule umthetho ovimba ukugejwa kwegas, njalo sisungule impompi ezintsha ezihambisa amafutha.
Ukukhethwa kukaZeldin kuza ngesikhathi umanyano we-United Nations ugcizelela isikhalazo sawo sokuthi amazwe omhlaba kumele achiyane lokusebenzisa izinto zokubasa ezenjiwayo, ama-fossil fuels, ukuze kumiswe ukuguquka komkhathi. Nangu unobhala jikelele we-United Nations, uMnumzana Antonio Guterres.
"The sound you hear is the ticking clock."
Umsindo eluzwayo yikukhala kwenkombalanga. Sesisezingeni lokugcina ukuba sinqabe ukukhudumala komkhathi kube ku-1.5 degrees Celsius, futhi sesichiwe yisikhathi.
Lanxa imithetho ephathelane lokuguquka komkhathi ikhangelelwe ukwesulwa nguhulumende phansi kobukhokheli bukaZeldin, ingcweti zithi okwamanje izabelo zilakho ukwethula imithetho yazo zizimele, futhi labantu balakho ukuzikhethela inhlelo ezilondoloza umkhathi. Udaba lolu lulotshwe nguVeronica Balderas Iglesias oweVOA News, lwahumutshwa yimi uNtungamile Nkomo weVOA Studio 7.
The Voice of America.
Kulabatsha eZimbabwe asebephila ngokuzisebenzela besebenzisa imitshina yakulezi nsuku ngesikhathi umnotho welizwe ungathuthuki ngemfanelo, njalo kulabasakhulayo abaningi abadinga imisebenzi nsuku zonke bengayitholi. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UNobert Moyo oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amabili lasithupha 26 ngomunye wabasakhulayo ophila ngokusebenzisa imitshina yakulezi nsuku uthi waqala eneminyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amabili lambili ukudinga imali, wagcina ebona kufanele ukuba enze umsebenzi wokulungisa ama-websites kanye le-coding eseHarare.
Ngiyakholwa ukuba i-technology ilamandla, nakhangela izinto eziningi kathesi sokulabo online business, online imisebenzi nje eminingi le. So i-technology iyaletha inguquko empilweni zethu njengabantu abasakhulayo. Ngiyathemba ukuba abaningi labatsha bazafundela imisebenzi eminingi kakhulu enjengena le nke engayiqamba. Bathola ukuziphilisa ngoba kathesi izinto zomile. So izinto zomile kunje, so izinto ezinjengazona lezi ezethekhnoloji zilethele ubungcono.
Omunye ofana lo Nobert ngunompilo Chuma, yena othi Usebenzisa imitshini yakulezi nsuku ukudinga abantu abelukayo kulamakhasi enkundleni zokuxhumana ezigoqela Facebook leWhatsApp.
Ithekhnoloji yabona isiphathisa kakhulu ukuba sisanise ukudinga ama-customer ethu kungela marketing eningi. Abantu basidinga ebulunjini njenge-Twitter yabona, Facebook, WhatsApp. Njalo inani labantu abasilandelayo liyala liqansa. Yasiza sibili ukuthola imali, akusafani lakudala lapho sasithwala nzima ukudinga abantu endaweni eyodwa.
Baningi abatsha abenza imisebenzi efana lababili laba. Unyasha Dube osemaphandleni elowa Gweru ogcwele ebulenjini be-intanethi. Loba abatsha laba besenelisa ukuziphilisa indlela lezi ezitshiyeneyo, kulabanye abakhala ngokuswela imali yokuthenga imitshina efana lama-computers ukuze benze okungabaphilisa. Umeluleki Ndlovu ngomunye wabakhala ngokuswelakala kwemali yokuqala umsebenzi webulenjini be-intanethi lenkundleni zokuxhumana.
Uma uvele ungelefoni yakhona kuyahlupha lokho. Thina lo lwazi lokuba kwenziwa njani vele asilala. Sifuna imisebenzi ema-industry, hayi lokho kwe-intanethi lokho. Ngabe nje bayasivulela ama-fake kuphela kuphele lokho. Okwamanje nje sesihawulela.
Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi International Labour Organization ithi ubulembu be-intanethi buza kukhweza inani lemisebenzi yabatsha ngokuyisilinganiso sokungamashumi amathathu ekhulwini 30% kuzwekazi le-Afrika kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2027. EleZimbabwe lithi abantu abafika isilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisithupha 60% sebengena ebulenjini be-intanethi elizweni. Uhulumende uthi uzabumba imithetho yokusebenzisa ubulembu lobu kanye lenkundla zokuxhumana ukuze abantu basebenze ngendlela eziqondileyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Zimbabwe.
Ababona ngokulondolozwa kwenyamazana zasendle badubule babulala impisi ebezihluphile ngokudla izifuyo esigabeni sawondolwane ePlumtree. Izakhamizi zithi ngaphandle kokudliwa zimpisi zifelwe izifuyo eziningi ngenxa yendlala. Sixoxa lesinye isezakhamizi lezi uMnumzana Dumisani Maphosa.
Isesibe lohlupho lwempisi isikhathi eside. Impisi le mangaphazamisi sokuneminyaka engafika 10 isingena emakhaya zibuye zithathe izifuyo okuyimbuzi khona lapha emakhaya kuthi emadlelweni ezifuyo ngoba ebusika amadonketo alala egangeni zifika zibambe amadonki kanye lenkomo. Kwaze kwafika ekuthinini sesibona ukuthi manje akusafuyeki kule ndawo. Sasesivula igroup yethu Problem Wild Animals Control okulapha esisungule khona uhlelo lokuthi silwe lalezi impisi. Sakhulumisana labemvimi abekhemfala laphana okuyibona abacine besizwe isikhalazo sethu bagijima bazofika khona lapha endaweni yakoshidiwe babeya baye emfuleni bayeza imisindo ebiza impisi basebezibulala ke babulele impisi e1 okwakathesi kodwa kuwona la amalanga angathi kuthuli imisindo kamili.
Ungathi impisi lezi zidale umonakalo onganani esigabeni zibulele izifuyo ezingakhi?
Impisi lezi ngathi emveni besikhangele nje lathi singathathi ama record kodwa li group lay engiyibiza lapha engithi problem wild animals control isilenyanga ezimbili ivuliwe kusho ukuthi imbuzi ezidliwe lapha ezibayeni zingu 11 kwathi inkomo zabe ngu 6 zabe lamadonki angu 2 kodwa sisi kubulawe leyo mpisi sekuthuli these days akula sifuyo esireportwayo ukuthi sidliwe okungangokuthi siyababonga mpela ngokungenela kwabo izinkokheli zethu ondolwane kanye loshidiwe khona lapha esigabeni sethu labe council abemvimi laphana campfire sidibanze umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu ngokuzwa isikhalazo sethu basincedisa basithembisile futhi ukuthi okunye kuzovela sibazise babe basincedise ukusebenza.
Akula yini ezinye inyamazana zendle ezilihluphayo?
Silamakhanka, amakhanka abamba imbuzi imihla ukusa kwamalanga. Sibuye futhi uma singabe silimile kuba kusile problem yendlovu. Lamanje nje ebusika indlovu ziyasihlupha kubangelwa ukuthi kulomango ongasuka emabhongani. Maybe uzwethi madlambuzi kuwona lo umango akula manzi indlovu lezi ziyabe ziwomile so kubangele ukuthinini zispende isikhathi zikuleyo ndawo lapho sithola ukungathi kulodaka khona njengoba izulu belinethile uthole sesihlupha zingasafuni ukuhamba sikubangele ukuthinini asisakwanisi ukudinga kahle isifuyo endaweni esemfuleni.
Siyabona ukuthi abanye sebeqalile ukulima ngemva kokuna kwezulu khona ngapho kunjani?
Izulu linethile last week ngolwesibili kayi-1 linethela ngabe labe linengi okubangela ukuthinini abantu silime kodwa ebesikuhlanyelile kukhulelwa yilanga kalisaphinda ngalibuye futhi izulu hloke sikhala sikhangele phezulu lithola amayezi echitheka kodwa sinalo ithemba lokuthi izulu lizanetha lonyaka.
Indlala yona injani?
Indlala inenge impela ebantwini bakithi lasezifuyweni okubangele ukuthi abantu becine sebefeva ukuthi balime ugajobo ngoba izifuyo zingasekho, izifuyo zifile ngendlala.
Umnumzana Ntumisane Maphosa isakamizi seNdolwane ePlumtree. Ubexoxa lo ntukameni komo weStudio 7. Sobe isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu lina balaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Yey, Studio 7, Studio 7, linjani lonke, linjani lonke, thina siyaphila, siyaphila. Siyalibongela ontungameli labo tabo kancube. Sithi libambe kanjalo kuStudio 7, sitshele indaba ezimnandi. Imangaza yilabo Joseph Chuma labo gawule babo laba besano PF labo tuba yasijayela kabi labantu labo. Bangasithatha ukuthi kona thina singabantwana bezano thina. Asingena lezano total. Bangathi iZimbabwe ngeza isupport ezano PF, asiyisupport, siyayizonda futhi. Asiyifuni, sifuna ukuthi iphume vele embusweni. Ngoba isithole sezimo, sithole nzima. Ngendlala nje kuphela khona lapha, ayilancede ebantwini.
Sanibonani Studio 7. Ninjani basakazi bami engibathandayo bonke. Yazi nginenkinga nalabo abantu abafunde kakhulu abaseZimbabwe. Bayangidina futhi ngathi bazongidina kakhulu. Okanye ngisebengidinile. Yini le nto abayenzayo yokuthi bona bazowabeleka becomplaina beba nokukhonona lapha nalaphayana esithi leZimbabwe likakalungela ungena Commonwealth. Bayabona ukuthi umnanga wakagabafuni uphuma esitulweni. Bayabona ukuthi zama PF yalile esitulweni. Futhi abafuni ingene Commonwealth bathi akakakulungela ukuthi ingene Commonwealth. Pho kahle kumele sina siyenze njani. Akusiyo indaba yabo leyo ukuthi oralulungela or kanjani. Abaliyeke lithathe ngoba lo scoclate lo ubonile ukuthi sesizwele bakithi ingcono esifake khona. Nabalako baba nokukhona bethi bona hey eZimbabwe likulungela ukungena kucommunity ngoba yabhuza amalungelo abantu. Pho ngamango bengathi bona bafuna ukulinda ukuthi amalungelo abantu aphele ukuyabhuza. Kuyoba nini?
Studio 7 isibingelele sithi linjani? Hayi lati siyaphila. Sibonge ku Studio 7 izindaba lesinika zona mihla namalanga. Ngoba aluba yisini hayi aluba sazilutho khona phana ngokwenzakala kithi. Siyabonga impela kakhulu. Okunye ngicela ukudlulisa nangu kuStudio 7 ngicela lizidlulisele umpiko lo emaboda khona pana Plumtree Mathiloji Maitenge uyathola ukuthi khona pana eboda phakathi kulama roadblock ayi 20 roadblocks yikuyini khona ene ama roadblock akhona kuyaba kungabhalwa tikiti kungayenziwa lutho kufunakala izimali nje ebantwini kumbe thina sawona nje ngokuyasebenza phandle kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi kuyasebenzela kwethu phandle ngoba yihlupheko ngoba akekushiye elizwe lakho lithanda uyosebenza phandle ukuthi kuphuma kwakho iyabingeka into engekho right. So siyacela phela Studio 7 ukuthi khona khona kwenzakala emabhoda nala amathathu nala into yakhona ikuyiphele iphele impela khona khona kuthathela izimali.
Basakazi ninjani basakazi itshona njani? Hayi siyancenga basakazi sithanda uPawula basakazi ngesadik region enochairperson naye ongalunganga okuthi naye uhalela kuphela ukuba nesikhundla kodwa kungelanto ozoyilungisa bemazi nje ukuthi limenemene likachairperson kodwa uzosuka ukukhokhela iSADC region. So kumele manje kube neSADC yama-opposition party. Yama-opposition party SADC ngeyethu thina sitoyiti uyasivala amabhodi. Sokusele ngokuthi nawe nje mnango wakho uzazowubona nje. Sazokuvalela ibhoda naleli eSouth Africa khona. Abanye labo bevale babo abahlaba khona ngamazwe ngamazwe.
Salibonani lasakazi bethu silithandayo. Ngicela ngembuzo lo ndoda lo mfana lokuthiwa ugolide ukuthi uthini ngale ndaba unamamutapa njengoba unyathi mbumbulu lo ongazi ukuthi isipole sitshele ukuthi inyathi wasithenga kuphi. Uthi ulobhengula aso muntu walapho nomuntu wokuza lobomzilikazi. Sicela ukubuza ukuthi unamamutapa lo wayekupha lesi sikhathi sobomzilikazi lobo lobhengula kumambo esitshele ukuthi wayekuphi nonomtapa lo nje. Kahle yena vele ugolide indebele yini umuntu esintwini jita yamanyala wonke la yenzakala lapho bavumela bona ukuthi bona bathola. Mina lokho engakukhulayo azange ngizwe ukuthi unomtapo kwafika ngapha emathebeleleni azange ngikuzwe even one thing. Kuzwa manje sokuzama nje ukuvalwa abantu besindebeleni ukuthi bangaphakami.
Laba-ke abanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Hayi-ke uhlelo sigqiba lamhla khona manje kulalingakhohlwa ku-Live Talk uhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe-The Connection. Sixoxa ngenhlelo zokuthuthukisa abatsha kwele Zimbabwe. Hayi-ke mina uMthembu Sithembayo uGibbs Dube ngiyalibalelisa zulukandaba.